As a woman who is accustomed to gaining the attention of men in her orbit, having my husband as the arbiter of my sexual fate, with an absolute stranger represents the height of submission for me. He is the one who curates my entire experience, the full extent of my evening of debauchery. He alone decides who will define my body, the one for whom I will spread my legs and surrender my will, the one for whom I will open my mouth and accept the fullness of his girth, the entirety of his manhood so it presses against and beyond the back of my throat. He alone determines who will fill my holes with his seed, whose cock I will worship, stroke, and fuck until it pumps thick ropes of cum wherever his lust compels him. This transfer of power makes my pussy drool with anticipation, as if my suitor welded the same grip on my libido as that of my beloved. To be used by the stranger he selects for me is an affirmation of my adoration. Every moan that escapes my lips is one of genuine pleasure, as if my suitor is a living, breathing extension of him. I've performed this act of submission countless of times now, yet each new iteration is as powerful as the first. Its allure is as strong today as it was the first time I accepted another man's cock as a married woman. It remains as my single vice, the one sexual act I will never turn down, the one I will always exceed, no matter the time, place, or individual. Somewhere out there, the next man my husband selects for me awaits. Perhaps he has yet to read one of my posts, see my pictures, listen to one of my narratives. Or perhaps he's listening to this right now. Maybe he's stroking his cock, thinking about what he might do to me, if he is permitted. What outfits he will have me model for him, which position he'll want to fuck me in, what parts of his body he will have me lick. Maybe he's thinking of what boundaries he might test, what taboos he might have me violate, what limits he will push me to tempt. In fact, I hope he's listening right now, because he needs to know how much my body aches for him, aches for him to be that vessel for submission to my husband, to be the next man that permits me to express my own lust in the way I prefer most.